Exercise 8. Of all the arguments that can persuade us that beasts do not have thought, the chief in my view is as follows. Granted that in a single species, some are more perfect than others, no differently than among men, as can be seen in horses and dogs, some of whom learn much more quickly than others what they are taught. Granted also that they all easily communicate to us by voice, or other bodily movements, their natural impulses, like anger, fear, hunger, and the like. Nevertheless, it has never been observed that any brute beast arrived at such perfection that it could use true speech. That is, that it indicated by words or signs something that can be attributed to thought alone, and not to a natural impulse. For speech is the only certain sign of thought concealed in the body. And all men make use of it, but not any brute. Therefore, this can be taken to be the true differentia between man and brutes.